just heard two songs by a group called the Vagrants. Vagrants were real popular in around New York in the 60s. They got a record deal with Atco, but it never went anywhere. They were what we would call a good R&B group. They played great tunes, and now I want to play from you a classic Otis Redding tune by the Vagrants. Vagrants had a short shelf life. They played in around New York for a couple of years. The group eventually broke up. The best thing I can say about the Vagrants is they're one guy that really graduated and became an international star. It was a guy named Leslie West. And Leslie went on to be on Mountain and West, Bruce, and Lang. And here's a tune by Leslie West and Mountain.
Never in my life
can't think of a better New York-based group to talk about than the Young Rascals. Their first hit was Good Lovin'. That was released in 1966. I had seen them at a place in the Hamptons called The Barge, saw them in Central Park. They were just an amazing group. I want to play their first hit. It's called Good Lovin'.
1, 2, 3.
Good love.
The roots of the Rascals actually go back to the 50s in New Jersey. There was a guy named Joseph DiNicola who actually became Joey D. And he recruited Eddie Brigati, who was from Passaic, New Jersey. And Eddie played with Joey's new band called the High Fives. And they had recorded a number of songs for Decca. Didn't go anywhere. Joey then became Joey D and the Starlighters. And they had a pretty big hit in 1962. Called Peppermint Twist.
Well, they got a new dance and it goes like this. Yeah, the name of the dance is the Peppermint Twist. Would you like it like this? The Peppermint Twist. It's alright, it's okay.
cookie. And you'll learn to do this, the peppermint twist.
Peppermint Twist reached number one on the Billboard charts in 1962. It was so big, it was an international hit. To give you an idea how popular the Peppermint Lounge was on 45th Street, you couldn't get in unless you had a couple of bucks in your pocket. Kids like me had difficulty getting in. And to understand how popular it was, when the Beatles first came to New York, the first place they went to was the Peppermint Lounge, and they had trouble getting in. So you got to understand, that time in New York was just amazing from a musical standpoint. Joey D became an international star. He went right to becoming a star in a movie called Hey, Let's Twist. It was 2 minutes and 2 seconds of milking the twisting craze as much as possible. Here's Hey, Let's Twist.
Hey, let's twist. All you do is this. Hold your arms out straight and let your hips rotate. Then all you gotta do is what I tell you to. Come on, come on, right now. Let's out, let's hit, don't quit. Come on, come on.
Twist reached number 20 on the charts. The group then came out with another one called Shout, which is the old Isley Brothers tune, and that kind of went to number 6, but then it faded out. So if you remember Dave Brigati, he was singing with the original Starlighters, and he left the group in 64. He was replaced by his brother Eddie, and 2 years later that became the Rascals. Eddie, along with Starlighters, Felix Cavalieri, Gene Cornish, went on to form the Rascals. Dave actually was involved with the group as a studio background singer. He sang lead, actually, on one of the Rascals' 1968 album, Once Upon a Dream. His involvement with the group ended in 1970 when both he and his brother left. But here is Two by the Rascals.
Mustang Sally, think you better slow your Mustang down. Mustang Sally, baby, think you better slow your Mustang down.
careful, put your big feet on the ground. It's all right. All you wanna do is ride around, baby, sit around, Sally, ride. All you wanna do is ride around, baby, just ride. Put your flat feet on the ground. Got to go home. All you wanna do is ride around, baby, just ride, Sally, ride. All you wanna do is ride around, baby, come on, ride, Sally, ride. You want
This is Mike G's Vinyl Show. We're here on WKDW Radio, 97.5 on your dial, and on the internet, kdwradio.com. You just heard two tunes by the Rascals. First one was Mustang Sally, which was really pretty much the type of music that they did in the outset of the group's career. As time progressed, they tried to change their sound from light R&B to more psychedelic. That was C, the second tune I played. When Eddie Brigati and Dave left the group, it kind of just faded away. Felix Cavalieri, who played the organ, he continues to make albums. But at the end of the day, the shame of it was they were a great group that only lasted a short period of time. I had the opportunity to meet Felix a number of years ago, and I said, Felix, man, I love the group. I saw you at the Barge. I saw you in Central Park. And his eyes lit up. I mean, it was just like two guys who had known each other but really didn't know each other, but we had a great conversation. After the band broke up, two of the members, Gene Cornish, who was a guitarist, and drummer Dino Danelli, formed a group called Photomaker. And Photomaker incorporated those two guys and another guy who was Wally Bryson, who was formerly of the Raspberries. They were based in Long Island. They went out, and the first gig that they had was in Cleveland at the Agora. And that was a great, great club. Had the opportunity to be there at one time. And from all accounts, they just blew the doors off the stage. They were fabulous. And I want to play for you one of their tunes, Where Have You Been All My Life, by Photomaker.
My life was like a puzzle in a million pieces, and it seemed my purpose and my destiny were mysteries then. Girl, you came into my life, and you brought my heart a one-way ticket straight to paradise.
Just where have you been all my life?
Photomaker did 3 albums for Atlantic. They never got any degree of success. And according to what I remember, most of that was due to lack of promotion by the record company. You had 2 guys who were in a really successful group, the Rascals. You had another guy from a really successful group, the Raspberries. Should have been superstars. The 3 albums are really good. The one that has Where Have You Been All My Life, I think, is one of the best albums in my collection. But unfortunately, it didn't come to pass.
Come here, ladies and gentlemen, and listen to my song. Sing it to you right, but you might think it's wrong. Just a little glimpse of a star out of town by an East Coast city that you all know well. It's hard times from the country living down in New York town. Old New York City is a friendly old town. From Washington Heights to Harlem on down, there's a mighty many people in the middle and all around. They'll kick you when you're up and knock you when you're down. It's hard times from the country living down in New York town. Well, the weak and the strong and the rich and the poor gather together, ain't room for no more. Crowded up above and crowded down below. When someone disappears, you never even know. And it's hard times from the country living down in New York town. It's a mighty long ways from the Golden Gate to Rockefeller Plaza and the Empire State. Mr. Empire sits up as high as a bird, and old Mr. Rockefeller never says a word. It's hard times from the country living down in New York town. Well, it's up in the morning trying to find a job of work. Standing in one place till your feet begin to hurt. If you got a lot of money, you can make yourself marry. If you only got a nickel, it's a Staten Island ferry. That's hard times from the country living down in New York town. Mr. Hudson come a-sailing down the stream. An old man you missed who had paid for his dream. He bought your city on a one-way track. If I had my way, I'd sell it right back. It's hard times from the country living down in New York town. I'd take all the smog in California and every bit of dust in the Oklahoma plains and the dirt in the caves of the Rocky Mountain mines. It's all much cleaner than the New York kind. It's hard times in the country living down in New York town. So to all you newsy people, it's spreading news around. You listen to my story, you listen to my song. You can stamp on my name, you can try and get me beat. When I leave New York, I'll be standing on my feet. It's hard times from the country living down in New York town.
That was Bob Dylan from his bootleg collection, Hard Times in New York Town. To me, a guy who really exemplifies New York music is Bob Dylan. And, of course, the title of New York musician is a guy who is tied to Dylan for the rest of his life, a guy named Al Cooper. Al was born in Brooklyn. He grew up in Queens, actually near where I grew up. And in his early teens, he realized that all he wanted to do was play in rock bands. He has a book out called Backstage Passes and Backstabbing Bastards. And he speaks about how he used to sneak out of his house late at night to go see bands. The first band he was associated with, although he didn't play on the record, was the Royal Teens, who had this hit in 1958.
Man, dig that crazy chick.
Who wears short shorts?
We wear short shorts.
There's a short shorts.
We like short shorts.
Who wears short shorts?
We wear short shorts.
We'll be right back.
Cooper, after Short Shorts, which was a hit by the Royal Teens, novelty hit at best. But Al then went on to becoming a session man. He was a writer. He wrote songs. He actually had a number one hit, which was done by Gary Lewis and the Playboys, This Diamond Ring. Next time we heard from Al, he was with a group called The Blues Project, and they were a band from Greenwich Village. And what was cool about the band was they had various influences. You could say they were influenced by folk, by blues, by R&B, and jazz. And they were looking for a record deal. And really, the genesis of that group goes back to Bob Dylan, when Bob Dylan did Like a Rolling Stone, because Al was enlisted to play organ on that recording date. And the story is he was recording that song, only he was informed minutes before that he had to do the song. Anyway, later in the year, Blues Project auditioned for Columbia Records. And at the time, the producer was Tom Wilson, who, by the way, was the producer of Like a Rolling Stone. And Columbia declined to sign the band. Wilson then signed the group to Verve Records, and that began their recording career. But first, I'd like to play for you Like a Rolling Stone by Bob Dylan.
Once upon a time, you dressed so fine, threw the bumps of dime in your prime. Then you people call, say beware doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you. You used to laugh about everybody that was hanging out. Now you don't talk so loud. Now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without a home? Like a complete unknown.
fine at school, alright, Miss Lonely, but you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with a mystery tramp, but now you realize he's not selling any alibis as you stare into the vacuum of his eyes and say, do you want to make a deal? Shouldn't let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat, who carried on his shoulder a Siamese cat. Ain't it hard when you discover that he really wasn't where it's at? After he took from you everything he could steal. How does it feel? How does it feel to have you on your own, no direction home, like a complete unknown? Thinking that they got it made, exchanging all precious gifts, but you better take your diamond ring, you better pawn it, babe. You used to be so amused at Napoleon in rags and the language that he used. Go to him now, he calls you, you can't refuse. You got nothing to lose. You're invisible now. You got no secrets to conceal.
Clock on the wall is telling me it's time to say goodbye. I'm going to go and figure out what comes next, but I know I'm going to talk to you about Al Kooper. The reason I put this in was because Al played organ on that session so well that it's just an iconic song, which Rolling Stone magazine called the best single ever produced. Anyway, this is Mike G., my vinyl show here on WKDW, 97.5 on the FM dial, and on the internet at kdwradio.com. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you soon.